the hospitals have got their own empires, and that those empires are being threatened. I mean, I can well see if 60 or 70% of patients are going to be managed within the community, what justification will be there for having 7 or 8 consultants in any trust, and why there should be that number of clinics. So instead of the clinics being increased, the numbers will come down, and I can see resources being sent into community. So perhaps some of these consultants will start working in the community rather than just working in the hospital. So yes, there is some tension, and there's bound to be, because the working practices of people in my generation and even those who are at least 10 years younger than me is being changed completely. I mean, one of the reasons I retired was that the changes are far too many, and I decided to quit. But for people who are 10 years younger, they can't quit. You know, they got to work. So there'll be some tension.
You say you retired because the changes are too many. Was it that you didn't like the changes, or too much admin, or?
I think the changes are too many in reorganization after reorganization after reorganization. Before you get used to one set of working life, you know, you've got somebody else coming with some brilliant ideas. I mentioned GP Fund Holding earlier. I didn't know it. I didn't like it. But once I got to know it, once I got to like it, and by the time I got used to it, it was changed, and it became something else. And by the time I got used to the second kind of reorganization, then came practice-based commissioning. And, you know, it's an ongoing saga. So people in my age group, I suppose, you know, they were not sort of flexible that much, and it starts to get a bit too much for day-to-day working. From being a clinician, you start to become more and more and more an administrator and a financial manager and all sorts of other things. You've got a lot more worry about other things rather than just your practice and your patients, which is how my generation was not brought up. You know, we were brought up to look after patients, and that was your main concern.
Has your attitude to patients changed at all during your working life?
I wouldn't say my attitude to patients has changed, but I think the attitude of patients towards us has changed. They have certainly been told that they have got more rights to expect, and rightly so. But the demands have increased, sometimes for political reasons, unexpected level of, you know, they've been asked to sort of